Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of 5 Minutes with Gray Hair Dave. My name's Dave, and I have gray hair. I do have a gray beard, and I do wear glasses like the guy in the artwork. I do have a green shirt like that. I do have a tall office chair, but it's not those colors, but I like those colors. They're pretty cool. So, welcome to episode 75. This is kind of a milestone too. 75. That's a lot of 5-day-a-week recordings with me, and it's still 2024. We started this journey back in January, and look at where we are today in April. So, today I want to finish up my journey with you to 1975. Now, I think journey is an overused phrase that is used a lot by podcasters and journalists and people in the creative side, but there's not a lot of other words to really compare to what it is we're doing. We are kind of going on an audible journey down my memory lane and hoping to spark memories in your history. Remembering things from the past or not. You know, if you weren't born yet, you're not a baby boomer, and you weren't around in 1975, or you were born in the early 80s, you're still welcome. Doesn't matter when you were born. I like all listeners. But I'm here talking to you right now, and we're talking about 1975. And I was not going to let 75 get away without talking about music. Music became more important in high school for me than it was in junior high school. Because, you know, in junior high school, you're playing with your friends outside when you're not in school, or you're doing whatever. But you're not just listening to the radio. And music was evolving. How we listened to music was evolving. It was. We were listening to music on big radios for years. And then they began to shrink in the 60s and 70s because of the technology made possible by the by NASA and the moon endeavor to get there, you know, another journey. But because of all that technology that was not known of, that was built in that scenario and in that for that situation, it all leaked out into what we now have in everyday lives, right? When you look back in the 60s with Star Trek, and their communicator, it turned into our first flip phones, right? Our first cellular flip phones. Technology is growing, and the way we listen to it has changed. Then came, you know, we got into the bigger stereos, where we had receivers, which is basically like a router. You know, the music goes in, and then you determine where it goes out. You know, does it go to these speakers over here? How is it? We're talking stereo now, not mono. So, and hi-fi, high fidelity stereo. And then, you know, now we've got Atmos surround sound. Oh my, and you can, and I can edit in that. I can edit my music or my podcast in Atmos if I need to, if I wanted to. That's a lot more work for me, but that's not what I'm getting at. The things we're doing now are changing. I am recording this on two devices, right? Because I'm a firm believer ever since I had the blunder of editing, and it was, I didn't remember I was doing destructive editing, and I lost a whole show and had to re-record. Oh, so I record on two things now. I have a Zoom H4n, which is the introduction recorder for Zoom, but you know, it's doing exactly what I need it to do, which is record onto a SSD card, you know, and also I'm recording into my computer, which who knew a computer could be so light, so small. Well, I use a MacBook. I'm using an M1 MacBook Air. It does a fantastic job. Upgrading soon, but technology is another podcast for another day. Let's get back into the music of things. In January of 1975, historic times, John Lennon joins Elton John on stage at Madison Square Gardens. And this is where Elton John took the Beatles' Lucy in the Sky with Diamond and made it a hit in the U.S. But between the two of them, what a show that must have been. Now, I cannot deny the songwriting skills of John Lennon. I wasn't as big a Beatles fan as my brother, but I liked a lot of their older stuff, and I liked their individual things. Also in January of 75, Bob Dylan, he released an album called Blood Tracks. Now, Bob Dylan was more my brother's type, not mine. January of 75, Barry Manilow had a hit with Mandy. I like Barry Manilow. I always have. I've gone to quite a few of his concerts. He was disco rock in my mind. And he was more of a balladeer, but not really. It's hard to describe. But he was a pop singer, you know, and he's still going today. I don't know how he's doing it. In February of 75, the Ohio Players came out with Love Roller Coaster that went to number one. Again, another disco song, right? In February also, the Average White Band pick up the pieces. Linda Ronstadt saying, "You're No Good." That went to number one. In March of 75, the Eagles, Best of My Love. ELO, the Electric Light Orchestra, You Can't Get Out of My Head, or Can't Get You Out of My Head. Also, LaBelle, another disco group, came out with Lady Marmalade. Great song, fun to dance to. Frankie Valli had My Eyes Adore You. In March also, Styx came out with Lady. It went into the top 10. It reached number 6. Styx was a Chicago-based group that still goes strong today. We'll go into that another time. Nazareth, Love Hurts in March of 75. April, Joan Baez, Diamonds and Rust. BT Express came out with the song Express. Another disco. Earth, Wind, and Fire in May came out with Shining Star. That was a good song. It's considered R&B and pop, but it was disco. Freddie Fender, Before the Last Teardrop Falls. That was more country. In May also, Ace came out with How Long. How long has this been going on? America came out with, in June, Sister Golden Hair. The Tubes. White Punks on Dope. My God. The disco. There's no doubt there. It was a Chicago-based band. okay. Michael Murphy, Wildfire. June of 75. Captain and Tennille, Love Will Keep Us Together. July, 10cc came out with I'm Not in Love. In July, Van McCoy came out with The Hustle. The Hustle is played at every wedding you go to, right? Every street event with a DJ. If they want to get people up and motivated, they play The Hustle. Or the Electric Slide, right? Oh, man. It's it's one of those songs that lives on forever, and it will. It's like the chicken dance. The chicken dance is fun to watch. I won't do it anymore. I'm not that coordinated anymore that I want to do it either. The Bee Gees came out in August with Jive Talkin'. In August also, KC and the Sunshine Band came out with Get Down Tonight. It hit number one in the U.S. It was disco. I'm sorry. It was a disco song. In August also, Hamilton, Joe, Frank, and Reynolds, Fallen in Love. It's Hamilton, Joe, Frank, and Reynolds, in my mind, were, how do I put this? It's a ballad, but it's not balladesque. It's okay. Let's just go with that. They had also don't pull down your love. That took them to number four. In September, Pink Floyd put out the album Wish You Were Here. Pink Floyd. They were great. Janis Ian at 16. That was the name of the song. September, I said this one yesterday. Rhinestone Cowboy by Glen Campbell. It went to number one on the pop charts. It really did. Kiss came out with a double album live. Kiss. Those guys were face paint, and they were raucous and crazy. But the music wasn't terrible. In October of 75, David Bowie came out with Fame. Also, Sweet came out with Ballroom Blitz. The Isley Brothers, Fight the Power. In October of 75, also, Morris Albert came out with Feelings. Nothing more than feelings. Oh, my God. I'm getting long here, folks. I gotta get off this. Starship came out. Jefferson Starship came out with Miracles. Springsteen came out with Born to Run. Silver Convention came out with Fly Robin Fly. November War came out with Low Rider. In 1975, Simon and Garfunkel came out with My Little Town. But here we go. Another rock opera, in a sense, all in one song. Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody. That wraps up 1975's music, basically. And I wanted to get this out, and I know I'm a little long. But those were the songs of our life that year. And they all meant something different to different people, including myself. Again, I enjoy music very, very much. I'm not listening to a podcast right now at my age. I'm listening to music. So I hope you are too. What music were you listening to in 1975 compared to what you're listening to today? Leave me a message at 5minuteswithgrayhairdave.com. That's the number 5minuteswithgrayhairdave.com. Let me know what the music you were listening to. I'm curious because I really, really am. Also, tell your friends about me. Gray Hair Dave, 5 minutes of Gray Hair Dave. He's this goofy guy who talks about different stuff every day. There doesn't seem to be any kind of a schedule for what he does, but it's there. And folks, if your friends or neighbors don't know what a podcast is, don't know how to use one, how to play one, do me a favor. Do us all a favor. Podcasters need help. Show them for me. So, on behalf of 5 minutes of Gray Hair Dave, I am Gray Hair Dave. It's my Friday. This is episode 75. I thank you for being here. Without you, yes, I'm talking directly to you. Without you, I have no reason to do this. I don't do this just for me. I do this for you and me. So, have a great weekend, folks. Don't forget, smile at somebody you don't know, and you might make their day. From Gray Hair Dave, you all have a great weekend. Bye-bye.